Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Regina.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm good.
I'm honored to have you on the show, first of all. I've been trying to get you on for so long, and I finally got you on, so I'm really honored to have you. Let me also say I'm such a huge fan of yours, and, you know, admired your work for so many years. And so I thank you so much for just taking time out to come on the show.
Oh, wow. Well, thanks for having me.
No problem. And I was aware of the loss of, I know your co-star from 227, she passed away not long ago.
Yes.
So I'm so sorry to hear about that. I actually, you know, was a huge fan of hers as well. So how's everything been, first off? How was the holidays and, you know, your New Year's? How was everything?
Everything has been going well. I can't complain.
Mm-hmm. And how's your son? I heard that you had a son when you were on Wendy Williams, I believe.
Yes.
Had a son.
Yes, he's good. He's, 14, getting ready for high school next year. So we're doing all of the prepping and all of the high school placement tests.
Right, okay. Now, you're doing a new show titled Southland. Now, I know it was on, I know when it first came out, it was on NBC. I heard some situations happened, so now it's, I believe, was the TNT is on now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the show and, you know, your character on the show, you know. And actually, if you can, explain to me how did it come about with you having a role on, how did that role come about?
I was looking to go back to TV, so I was reading a lot of pilot scripts, and this one came up, and, you know, I was told, obviously, it was a John Wells production, so that interests me, and the creator, Ann Bitterman, I was very familiar with her screenwriting work, and I kind of approached this with, this sounds interesting. And when I read it, I just really responded well to Lydia and felt like it was a female character that was written with, a lot of different layers. So that was probably all those things together were the things that interested me in, were of interest to me when it came to, doing this project.
Mm-hmm. Now, Southland comes on what times on TNT?
It comes on at 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. on TNT on Tuesday nights.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you like about being part of the cast? What do you like about it?
The cast is a group of really solid actors that everyone involved really is decided to become an actor because they truly love the art form. So to be in company with people who are, not in it because they're trying to be the next, celebrity in People magazine, but because they really want to do great work. And it's very rare that you can find 8 people that, all mirror that that same sentiment. So that's really exciting and refreshing to come to work and have that mutual feeling every day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Regina, if I can ask your permission, if I can take one call, and so just one person to ask you a question, just one call, is that okay? Or
take one? Someone wants to ask me a question?
Yeah, can I take the call?
Oh, sure.
Okay, it's going to be brief. I know you're pressed for time. So.
Okay.
Hello? Thanks.
You.
All right. I got Regina King on the line. Go ahead and ask the question, man.
Hi, Miss Regina King. How are you doing?
I am fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Wonderful. Very good. But I'm such a fan of yours. I mean, I've been a fan of yours since 227. I got to say that. Like, yes. But the Ray, yo, you were sick in there. Your performance in there was flawless, man. I mean,
that's your thing right there, the Ray. That was it for you.
Yeah, Ray is my movie too. Yo, Jamie Foxx did his thing crazy with that, man. Like, that's my movie. That's one of my favorites of all time. Like, yes.
I'm glad it is.
Yeah, yeah. I don't wanna take too much time up on the show with you, but yeah, if I had a question to ask you. What is your next? I heard you talking about a show on TNT. I just patched in. You were talking about a show on TNT. I haven't seen that. What's the name of the show?
It's called Southland. It actually was on last night.
Okay.
But it comes on Tuesday nights at 10 p.m.
Okay.
And the DVD of the first six episodes, or seven actually, is actually available. I think you can go to Amazon or one of those type of. I'm not doing a very good job of promoting that part of it.
I know how it is. Sometimes you forget to slip stuff in. It happens.
Yeah, but I'm sure it's something that can be easily found. If you go to southland.com.
Yeah, yeah, and I've heard of that. I've seen the commercial probably. Me and myself, I don't watch too much TV sometimes. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. So
well, now you have a reason too.
Yes, yes. I want to tune in.
Yes, other than watching the games, you can watch Southland.
I heard about the game, too. But, definitely, I want to check that out.
Regina, if I could, ask another question. Besides Southland, are you there any other upcoming projects? Are you coming out with an album or a clothing line for film? I got to ask everybody.
She should come out with.
I have a movie coming out in March called Our Family Wedding with Forest Whitaker and America Ferrara. It's a comedy. And the new season of Boondock should be coming out sometime around this spring.
Okay.
On a Cartoon Network.
Oh, okay. So these are little cartoons. Kind of like the animation thing?
Yeah. Oh, you never heard of Boondocks?
No.
Okay.
I don't babysit my little cousins anymore, so I don't get to watch all of those.
Oh no! If your little cousins are watching the Boondocks, their parents need to be something's not right. It's okay. It's an adult cartoon, I would say. Although I play two little boys on it, you know, the language is very racy and subject matter is very racy. Yeah, this will be our third season.
Okay. And it comes on the when?
Cartoon Network.
Okay. What day and time?
Oh, I don't know when will be what day and time for this season because we've changed each season. But definitely, I know that they're showing the episodes from the past two seasons on Cartoon Network now, so... For those of you who have TiVo and aren't familiar, you can familiarize yourself by punching it in your TiVo.
That's right. And, we got to keep supporting you. Now that I ask this question, I know your son. Is he thinking about doing some acting?
You know, he's really into sports. He's really into football and basketball. He definitely has the ability to, but his interest really is in football and basketball, and he's an awesome dancer. Hold on one second.
Sure.
I'm sorry.
No,
he's an awesome dancer, and he, you know, is always making music on his garage band. So, you know, I wouldn't rule the entertainment out, but I'm really glad that that's not his main focus right now. You know, I would love for him to just, you know, be a kid and enjoy that because that part of your life is so short.
You're absolutely right. If I ask a question, throughout your career, who influenced you to do what you do as far as your acting?
Well, I'm definitely had a really supportive mother, you know. who had to make a lot of sacrifices, you know, myself and my sister being child actors, you know, and you have a mom that's a really hands-on mom that doesn't have nannies but also is not trying to quit her job, you know, that was a lot. So I would say that, you know, the biggest support came from my mom. But, I mean, my influences as far as inspirations, you know, they come from everywhere. I mean, from the most unlikely source, like Sally Field, just watching her performances, you know, at 8 and 9 years old, I was just blown away, to, you know, just, you know, to date, you know, performances by actors and my peers all the time that are just amazing, just inspires you to want to keep doing what you're doing and get better at it.
That's understandable. If I get you to do this for me, for those actors and actresses that want to break into the business as an actor or an actress, what advice would you give to them?
This is for the young ones or just...
In general, you know, you have, you know, in general.
I would say, you know, for this business, it's never too late, you know, to start a career in this industry, you know. It definitely gets harder, but it's never too late. So I would say that if all of a sudden you have this epiphany that you want to become an actor and you're 50 years old, why not?
Right.
And for those that are younger, I would say to, you know, truly remain focused and not to, you know, so often you hear parents say, well, you need to have a fallback plan. You need to have something to fall back on. And I think so often we work harder on the fallback plan than the actual dream. So just don't let go of your dream.
Audrina, I'm not going to keep you no longer, but one thing, I want you to come back by the show anytime that you see fit, so please don't let it be your last visit. And you want to give any shout-outs or acknowledgments to anyone?
On the top of my head, no, I don't have any, you know. You know, I always have to give a shout-out to the Lakers. You know, that's my team.
Okay.
You know, for the past 20 years, I'm born and bred in L.A. We're planning on doing it again. You know, we're going to go on and take that again this year.
Okay.
And that would be it for my shout-outs.
Okay. Now, do you want to give any, do you have a website or something, a Twitter? Do you Twitter or on your
Facebook? No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't do any of that. I'm told I need to, but I don't.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to follow you. Yo, me neither, Regina. I'm not on Twitter. I'm right there with you. You won't catch me on Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm not on Twitter. I'm on the space, though. I'm on the space heavy. Check my MySpace, Danger Music Online. Please do add me as a friend if you have one, Regina.
I do not have one. I think there's a couple people out there that have them, you know, that say they're me. But,
oh, wow. You happened to me before, too. Like, yo, I know what you mean. People make, like,
yeah,
a official page of you. People think it's you. But, yeah, you got to get that official page. And my myspace.com/DangerMusicOnline. I'm a flow online. So, yo, did anybody check me out on there?
Regina, thank you so
yes.
much. It was an honor. Was
thank
an honor
you.
To have you. And come back. Come back. Let's be your last visit.
Yes, I will.
And ladies and gentlemen, make sure you watch her on Southland. Was it at Tuesday night at 8 p.m., right? Is that Tuesday on TNT?
Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time. It might be different other places.
Okay, so that's 11 p.m. I think it's 11 p.m. Eastern time here on the East Coast, I believe. So make sure you guys check her out on Southland. Just check your local listings for that.
Yeah, I believe it's 10 p.m. Yeah.
Okay, but Regina, it was an honor. Thank you so much for coming.
Yes,
thank
it
you.
Was. Thanks for
thank you.
Yeah, that was an honor for me too, yeah.
Thanks. Bye.
Take care.
All right. And shout out to Kobe. The Lakers Kobe focused out there. Shout out to Kobe.
Now you can wait your whole life wondering when it's gonna come or where it's been. You may have got your heart broken a few times in the past. Never lasts as long as it used to. It don't feel as good as it used to. Before, and all the things you used to say, things you used to do, went right out the door. Ooh, no more will you be the one that's what you tell everyone around you. But you know they've heard it all before. What more can you say? Yeah. When love won't let you walk away again. You can't. Change what they feel from what's been. You may have put your whole life into a mess, loving what you thought it could have been. No, what if when you change and you don't feel as good as you used to before? And everything you used to say, everything you used to do, went right out the door. Ooh, no more will you be the one.
To myself, don't I know you, girl? You stole my heart, and I cannot lie. Wish I was your kind of guy. sky. Wish I was the one that you wanted to claim, wanted to spend your time with.
Baby, your love
got me going out my head, got me thinking strange feelings, girl. You're the only one that makes me feel this.
And baby, your love
got me imagining what it looks like in the mirror, girl. I'm so glad that I got at you. I'm so glad that you was with me. In your eyes, it was gonna be you and I, babe. Brought you into my life, and so come into my world. Wanna be your boy, I want you to be my girl, the one that I love. I put above everything.
Yeah.
Got me going out my head, got me thinking strange feelings. Got me, 'cause you're the only one that makes me feel this way.
She got that good, good. She Michael Jackson bad. I'm attracted to her for her attractive ass. And now we murderers because we kill time. I lights out and she still shine. I hate to see her go, but I love to watch her leave. But I keep her running back and forth. Like a scene, cold as a winter's day, hot as the summer's eve. Young money thieves, steal your love and leave.
I like the way you walking if you walking my way. I'm that Red Bull, now let's fly away. Let's buy a place with all kind of space. I let you be the judge, and I'm the case. I'm gutter, gutter, I put her under. I see me with her, no Stevie Wonder. She don't even wonder, 'cause she knows she bad. And I got a grocery bag.
Ooh, baby, I be stuck to you like glue, baby. Wanna spend it all on you, baby. My room is a, call me Mr. Flintstone. I can make your bed rock. I can make your bed rock. On your sideburns, he say I'm bad. He probably right. He pressing me like button downs on a Friday night. I'm so pretty, like be on my pedal bike, be on my low starch, be on my egg white. He say Nikki, don't stop, you the bestest, and I just be coming off the top as bestest.
I love your sushi roll, hotter than wasabi. I race for your love, shake and bake, Ricky Bobby. I'm at the W, but I can't meet you in the lobby. Girl, I gotta watch my bag, 'cause I'm not just anybody. I seen him stand in line just to get beside her. I let him see the Aston and let the rest surprise her. That's when we disappear and you need GPS to find her. Oh, that was your girl? I thought I recognized her.
Ooh, baby, I be stuck to you like glue, baby. Wanna spend it all on you, baby. My room is a, call me Mr. Flintstone. I can make your bed rock. I can make your bed rock. I can make your bed rock, girl. I can make your bed rock. I can make your bed rock.
She like tanning, I like standing. She like romancing, I like rolling with friends. She said I'm caged in, I think her conscience is. She watching that Oxygen, I'm watching ESPN. But when that show ends, she all on my skin. Low chance, slow emotion.
Shout out to Regina King for coming on the show. Miss, you gotta watch her on Southland every Tuesday. Check your local listings for a time in your area. Shout out to Regina King once again. Love you guys. Stay up, stay strong. Peace out. Love you. Once again, shout out to Regina King. I'm going to leave you with Alicia Keys, a try, deep and with a B.